So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Why does your government care? Like, what? First of all, let's put it into context here. What makes you think that the government cares? And why should they even care? Like, you're nothing to them. I'm nothing to them. In fact, the whole population is nothing, especially right now, to this self-serving, greedy government who all they want to do is lie, bullshit their way through things, like literally make personal gains, be racist, don't care if you're going to die and if you're in poverty and you can't afford heating. Like, they just don't care whatsoever, right? Now, I would actually argue that it's always been like that. We just called it different things. We called it a Labour government in the past. We called it a Thatcher government in the past. It's all the same stuff. And yet, for some reason, and maybe it's because I'm older and wiser, allegedly, but it just seems worse this time round, right? Do you know what I mean? Everything just seems worse. And I don't think things are worse. I think things are probably the same. I think the Tory party has been the same Tory party for the last 40 years. I don't think fundamentally anything's really shifted there. They don't care about you or me or the population. They care about what can they do to get more power, to make more money, to look after themselves. And really, that's, you know, are you going to argue against that? Like, I don't think you can argue against that. Like, if I had an opportunity to make billions of pounds, if I was Michelle Moon, I had an opportunity to make 30 million quid and buy a yacht and fuck off to the Barbados, would I do that? Dude, I'm on that flight. I'm gone. Are you right? You can write as much as you want in the Times and the Telegraph and the Sun and on Twitter. I ain't looking at that. I'm sat having a foot massage on the beach, drinking a mojito. I don't care. But for some reason, it just seems so much worse. Everything is magnified. And I think part of the problem here is the social media aspect. I don't think anything's changed in our government. We know that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. You give me absolute power. Boy, I'm corrupting that motherfucker. Like, you wouldn't believe. And so would you. Oh, no, not me, Dan. I wouldn't do that. Like, what's interesting, and I find this interesting, as I'm getting older and our wealth increases or our ability or our access to resources to help other people, which is quite an interesting one that I've been keeping an eye on. Actually, we get nicer over time. We go out of our way to help more people. I actually spend, even though I'm incredibly busy, I'll actually spend more time trying to help more people rather than just focusing on my stuff. And so maybe absolute power doesn't corrupt absolutely. Maybe I'm special in some way. Some people would definitely say I'm special, and not in a nice way. But I think what we have to have here is this idea that let's just accept that the government is corrupt. Let's just accept that most people, when they get a lot of money or a lot of access to power, generally they're corrupt. But like, they can't even help it. Was it Douglas Adams who said, the very fact that someone craves power of the government is the very reason why they shouldn't be allowed it. 100% agree on that. I think we should just have a national lottery, gets pulled out of a bag, national lottery every 2 years. Oh, Dan, yeah, you're Chancellor for 2 years. What? Sorry, what? Yeah, you're Chancellor for 2 years. Oh, okay. And Ethel, who's in her 70s, ex-school teacher, you're in charge of education for 2 years. What? Yeah, we're going to just stick you in charge of education. Like, can it be any worse than it already is? I don't think so. But let's just accept the fact that the government doesn't care. And knowing that the government doesn't care, and if you need more evidence that the government doesn't care, I don't know where you've been for the last few years, but it doesn't. But I think we should just accept that and stop talking about it and just ignore it completely, basically. And just crack on with the things that you need to do. Because basically, ultimately, this is just a distraction. What's going on with Boris this week or with 30 pence Lee Anderson this week? A horrid, horrid individual. Horrid man. Just a tremendously horrid, horrid person. Like cheating on Newsnight, was it? Faking a door knock when it's his mate. Oh, yeah, you're going to vote for me. Oh, nice. And it was completely fake and made up. and saying people can live on 30 pence a day, it just beggars belief, right? But it, again, it's a distraction. That's all it ever is. That's all it ever will be. And today it's 30p Lee. And 2 years ago, it was, whoever hell was in charge 2 years ago, it was, what's her name? I can't even remember the woman's name. She was dreadful. She did the robot dance. Like, the fact that those words come out of my mouth when I'm talking about a prime minister is just bizarre. I can't remember her name. Not, anyway. It's irrelevant. It's all a distraction. The whole lot is a distraction. Get rid, like, your social media channel should be a one-way channel, right? Should be putting content out and then responding to people, but not looking at, by the way, I'm a hypocrite, okay? But not looking at the news, not looking at what's going on with the government this week. Next week, it'll be something else. And the next year, it'll be something else. And the next decade, it'll be just something else. But it's the same shit. Same shit, different day. Stop looking at that stuff. It's simply a distraction. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.